Nepal's leaders summit over the interim constitution. Christians are breathing easier. Economic stimulus overseas is helping the church and the family. And kidnappings and violent crime surge in Haiti, hitting one ministry too close to home. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nepal's leadership meets today in a summit over the final details of the country's interim constitution. No longer the world's only Hindu kingdom, both the rebel Maoists and the government are trying to work toward both a lasting peace and a secular government. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst urges prayer.
Obviously, it being more peaceful, they don't have to have the fear of violence at this point. And then secondly, they feel like they could be more open about sharing and expressing their faith than perhaps they were in the past. For example, there's a large Christian celebration plan, rather public in some of the cities for the Christmas season.
Van Bronckhorst explains that their partners feel the move toward a secular state will allow the church to do a lot more outwardly.
It really helps to have the violence stopped, and that has produced a lot of good feeling. And if there can be a genuine coalition of people who will put the country first, that would be great. And there's some optimism that can happen. But of course, optimism mixed with some caution.
Meanwhile, Farms International is working in 12 countries providing small loans to help Christian families start businesses. As we continue our series on farms today, Joe Richter tells us in many countries, family breakdown is a serious problem.
Usually it's caused by lack of finances. For example, in northern Thailand, many families will sell their children into prostitution and the slave labor market because they can't afford to feed their children.
Richter says other families put their children in orphanages because they can't afford to feed them.
Our goal is to strengthen families in their local villages and towns so that this horror of this type of trafficking, you know, doesn't have to take place.
Your financial help preserves families and provides support for the local church.
Through the tithing, we're able to see outreach evangelism funded, church building funded, pastoral support and mission.
Go to our website to give. You're listening to Mission Network News. Violent crime has hit Haiti in a wave within recent weeks. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti has struggled to contain poverty-related violence since Aristide's ouster in 2004. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says rising kidnappings cause their team concern, especially when the troubles hit too close to home.
Our director's daughters, there was an attempted kidnap on them 2 weeks ago, and for their safety, he sent his daughters to live with family in Florida for a short period of time till things can quiet down a little bit.
The constant unrest, says Yoder, takes its toll on their staff in the ministry center. Sometimes the team needs a reminder that they haven't been forgotten.
A lot of tension that goes on there, and so part of even what I did was just be able to be there with our staff and pray with them and support them and encourage them to keep going on. Sometimes it seems like there's not a lot of hope in Haiti when you look at all the things that are going on.
Next, while Muslims in the West try to convert people to their faith, laws prevent anyone from doing the same to Muslims in Islamic countries. Morocco has a similar law, which has a German tourist in trouble. According to reports, 62-year-old Yadek Noshi Yassa, of Egyptian descent, received a sentence of 6 months in jail and fined for sharing his faith. He was arrested after handing out Christian literature to young Muslims. Fortunately, Yassa left the country before his sentence was handed down. And finally, 50 million people in the U.S. are addicted to something. That's why the International Bible Society has produced the Journey of Recovery Ministry Tools to help heal the wounds and brokenness that comes with recovery. The Journey of Recovery New Testament, DVD, and soon-to-be-released Leader's Guide provides eternal truths that can help build Christ-centered recovery and support group ministries as they open God's Word for answers. Pray that many turn to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the CD, Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, featuring Larnell Harris and others that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it to a friend. Get your CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.